Happy Friday. Here we are, the finish of the week, April 26, Hebrews 7, 1-10, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of God Most High, met Abraham and blessed him as he returned from defeating the kings. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. Well, first of all, his name means king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace. And this Melchizedek, without father, mother, or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Now consider how great this man was. Even Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the plunder to him. The sons of Levi, who received the priestly office, have a command according to the law to collect a tenth from the people, that is, to receive that tenth from their own brothers and sisters, though they have also descended from Abraham. But one without this lineage collected a tenth, received this tithe from Abraham, and then in turn blessed the one who had the promises. So as I explained yesterday, and I'll go on reading in a minute, but Melchizedek received a tenth from Abraham and blessed Abraham, even though Abraham is the father of the promises. So without a doubt, the inferior is blessed by the superior. That's verse 7. In the one case, men who will die, meaning the priests of the law, they will die. They receive a tenth from the people. But in the other case, Scripture testifies that he, talking about Melchizedek, he's the other case, he lives. And in a sense, Levi himself, who receives a tenth from the people, has paid a tenth to Melchizedek through Abraham, for he was still within his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. That is the summation of these 10 verses. Okay? Melchizedek is like no other. Why does the writer of Hebrews invoke the name and person of Melchizedek? Well, first of all, God invokes the name of Melchizedek by inspiration of the writing of this text. And God is only further establishing the superiority and the supremacy of Jesus. Melchizedek is at least a type of Christ, or he may be Christ himself. That is a question to be answered in eternity, okay? What we can discern as we continue in the book of Hebrews is the absolute supremacy of Jesus the Christ. He is Son, Heir, Creator, Sustainer. He's the radiance of God's glory. He is the exact expression of God's essence. He is King, and He is High Priest. The writer of Hebrews is making the case for Christ before the modern book ever came about. You see, because the writer of Hebrews, by God's own inspiration, is invoking the name Melchizedek, and Christ's priesthood is according to the order of Melchizedek. Christ's priesthood is being established as superior. And we'll consider the superiority of Christ's priesthood as we continue in the book of Hebrews. Can I repeat myself just a moment? You ready? All of Hebrews is about Jesus, and we really need to pay attention to Jesus. We'll see you next week.